Welcome, my friends, to Art House Radio. I'm Troy. You know how when you buy a car or a jacket or boots or a shirt, something like that, and then you start to notice all the other people who have that same thing? I think there's a scientific term for it. It's not some sort of mystical coincidence. It's that your brain is sort of working behind the scenes to tune into things like that so that you notice. Well, that sort of thing has been happening to me ever since I finished the Roadkill Project 2 days ago. I'm back in Michigan. And one of them is Tom Green's appearance on Joe Rogan. And this conversation is moving me emotionally because it's like watching two professors express the things about my own road trip that maybe I hadn't thought of yet, or I haven't had time to think of those things. And the reason that that's happening, they're not doing that, of course, but Tom Green bought like a camper van, tricked it out. You know, he's a celebrity. He's got a lot of resources. I don't, of course. Patreon.com/arthouseradio if you want to get me there. I'd love to do what he's doing. He's taking his camper van and living off of the things that he brought and cooking his food in the Utah desert and the Mojave desert and the New Mexican desert. And he's out there making podcasts and making music and creating things. Which is, obviously, that's what this Roadkill Project was at least in part about. But it's the things that they're talking about that I feel like they're articulating things much better than I can. And so in this episode, I just wanted to talk about three things, basically. One, why I did the trip initially. Two, talk about the things that, at least at this point, have revealed themselves to me to be things that will affect me for the rest of my life, or that have had this huge impact on me. And thirdly, just to talk about why I did the trip from the other end of the trip's perspective, because a lot of the times, for me at least, when I start out doing something, the end result is not what I thought it was going to be. And that's definitely the case here as well. So, started in Michigan, Roadkill Project. Went through Illinois to Nebraska, Salt Lake City, Boise, Oregon, Portland. Then down to California, Big Sur, Pacific Coast Highway, Los Angeles. And then through towards Barstow, through the desert, to the ancient lake, trying to ride the snake as best as I can. Grand Canyon, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona. I think Flagstaff before, or maybe it was about the same. Actually, Grand Canyon, then Flagstaff, yeah. Then Old Town, Albuquerque, New Mexico, New Mexican Desert, St. Louis, Indianapolis, and finally back to Michigan. This is the year of the pandemic, obviously, 2020. And I knew things would be challenging. So starting out, I thought, okay, there are people, friends and family. This is November 2020, so we're about 9 months into this pandemic. And there are friends and family. I didn't get to see everyone, unfortunately, you know, and I'll come to why, because it's like, it has to do with like being remote. And, you know, sometimes you look at your car and you're like, hold on, buddy, come on. And I didn't want to put any pressure on people, of course, to feel like, you know, they had to take a risk just because I drove all the way out there. So that sort of became something. I became aware of that on the trip more. But starting out, it was just sort of like I wanted to see those people. Like I have a couple brothers on the West Coast. One of them is in Los Angeles. I was able to see him. And he hadn't seen anybody from his family since this started. And if there's anything that this pandemic has taught us, it's that I think you got to have COVID courage and appreciate the things that you weren't appreciating before. So, you know, it was nice to see all the people that I haven't seen since this whole thing started, because I did live in Portland for a long time. And I am a West Coaster in part, even though I was born in Michigan. And in addition to that, I wanted to Sorry. There's like a hair on here. I want to get that off in case it's covering. I don't know if that's better or not. I also thought, well, why not flip on the camera and do a podcast episode from different places along the road? Drove over 5,000 miles, people. 5,000 miles. And, you know, so I wanted to just talk about what was happening, not necessarily talk about the trip itself, because if I broadcast myself, as you see, that I did a Grand Canyon episode, but it's like, I'm not the first person to go to the Grand Canyon. And I won't be the last who flips on and says, I'm at the Grand Canyon, and then expect people to go, whoa, look at that, pictures of the Grand Canyon, we've never seen that. So I tried to think of the most interesting topics, just happens to be in the context of being on the road. Because I didn't want to exhaust that idea of being on the road. Anyway, so I figured, why not do that? And then also for me as an artist, coming up with visual works, coming up with sound works, putting myself in different points in time and space really produces different results. Maybe that's a common thing, I don't know. But changing locations for me, I start to connect with different things and different thoughts. And then before I know it, even if I wasn't creating a ton on the road, I start to think about those experiences and I can sort of conjure them up. And that sort of like brings about these works that have like an, even if it's slight, it'll be like an interesting twist to them. And you know, I didn't do any painting on the road. It's really messy to do on the road. I did work on a few sound projects that'll turn into something. Did some field recordings and things like that. So that was the idea going out on this thing. And thinking to myself, I also went to South Dakota in the summer for the same reason of like, yeah, I want to be safe, and I wore a mask everywhere, and I packed a cooler, and I didn't go into places as much as I had to, and I went through drive-thrus. But like, you got to live your life, you know. As dangerous as this thing might be, and as considerate as I want to be of other people's health, and I think that I was, as best as I could, I understood the risks. But I also wanted to live, man, you know, be out. I'd never been to the Southwest, the New Mexican desert. I was close to Los Alamos and Area 51 and all those things. I love talking about aliens and thinking about aliens, you know. Why did I do it? There's a star man waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our mind. There's a star man waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, because he knows it's all worthwhile. It's David Bowie. And it is worthwhile. That is the point of doing this trip. You know, to go out there and explore and hit the road and just, that's what you do in this little place I like to call America. It's the perfect place to do it. It's the perfect place to do it anywhere, really. I mean, I would take a road trip in Kenya either. It's starting to rain a little bit, so I may have to continue this somewhere else. We'll see. It's not been the best weather since I got back, but that's okay. So as I was going through this trip, though, I started to have doubts about this. I started to, maybe that's common too. You start to have doubts about what you're doing. I started to think, Jesus, I'm really putting people at risk here. Maybe I didn't think this through well enough. I'm a long way from home, wherever home is. Maybe home should be wherever you are at the moment. I don't know. So I kept it moving. I didn't really know how long I was going to be on the road, you know. I didn't really know where I might stay the most. But I actually wrote down in Portland, why did I do this? what was the point of this? What was I trying to accomplish? It ended up being a long list. And I was happy with the list that I came up with, but just that idea of being, you know, if you've ever driven across the country, you've been like in a remote part of the country, like Grand Canyon's in a remote part, North Dakota's in a remote part, Wyoming, I felt like I was in the middle of nowhere, the desert, Southwest desert. You really start to think, there's a very thin line between me and complete disaster here, you know? And I felt those things and I internalized them and processed them on my own. But the reason, going back to the Tom Green episode, is that I'm going to switch hands here because it's really heavy. And is because they started talking about one of the things that you do when you're on a trip like that on your own. When you're going out there, you're pushing yourself into the desert, you're pushing yourself into these spaces, you really find out a lot about yourself. And you find out about who you are and what you want to do and the direction that things are going. And are you happy with them, or are what can you do to improve them? And also how you treat people. You know, have you been an asshole? What, could you have done this better? Could you have done that better? And it's probably similar, I would imagine, to people who've had like near-death experiences. You know, they have those experiences, and then afterwards they think, you know, I really got to step my game up here in this regard or that regard, because this experience has taught me that we don't know what this is. We don't have a whole lot of time here. And, you know, 9 months ago, I would never have thought, boy, I wish I could just go to a bar and have a drink and have a laugh with the buddies, you know, and go to a movie. I would never have thought that was going to be impossible for at least a while, and now it is. And I just did a road trip, and I kept thinking the whole time along the way that, you know, I just wish that I could go into a place and talk with locals and be like, tell me about Winona, Arizona. Tell me about Albuquerque. What is this about? Give me the history here. What do you like it? What's your name? What do you do? You know, those kinds of things. And, but you can't. And, you know, I would say two of the biggest highlights along the way for me, even without that, I did a lot of hiking. But the two of the big things were Big Sur, California, and the Grand Canyon. You know, in terms of just like seeing nature, because that was a huge part of this trip too. And I mean, there aren't words that can articulate those experiences. Like, I can't tell you in a podcast what those places are like. But just that you learn, or I learned at least, about how I am simultaneously insignificant and very significant at the same time, which is a weird thing, and I'm still going to have to process that. But, you know, after this trip was over, I want to keep this under 15 minutes if I can. After this trip was over, I started thinking about what happened, and basically what I came down to was something that I already mentioned, which is trying to figure out who I am, the direction of things, and, you know, do I like where things are going? And the answer to a lot of that is yes, but there are definitely some things that have been illuminated to me, like some big ones that I can't really discuss here. Maybe I'll discuss it on a later episode or something. But it was great. I mean, I don't know how many states, maybe 14 states, and I got to see so many things. I think Kansas and Colorado are now the only states I haven't been to west of Michigan, maybe, give or take. And I, you know, I think these are things that can be done. Like, there's a lot of things you can't do. Like, right, flying seems risky, and trains maybe seem risky, but you can get in your car and drive. You don't have to drive all the way to the West Coast, but you can drive anywhere. Drive to a nearby, if you have a national park near you, hit it, man. That's the thing that I learned from this, is that you drive to make things smaller, but at the same time, they become bigger than you could ever imagine. All right, I'm going to end it here, and I'm going to come back and talk on another episode about this at arthouse.radio, at Spaces with Light, and patreon.com/arthouseradio. I love you guys.